Keith Scrum on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Peggy Goo, that is, it goes like na 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 na. You're going to be singing along to that if you're going to Electric Picnic Sunday night, 10:30. Peggy Goo is going to be on at the Electric Arena. We're going to be playing songs, tunes, random tunes from different people who are going to be appearing there over the weekend, just to get you in the humour for it as well. And do remember, 2 o'clock tomorrow, I'm very excited about this. We all are very excited about this. 2 o'clock until 3 tomorrow, Ian Dempsey's Pick and Mix. So it's just for 1 hour. And honest to God, the music is going to be fantastic. We're going to give away some prizes. We're going to do Waffle, actually. You know, Waffle are the kind of competition we do at around 7:30 in the morning. If you're familiar with it, fine. If you're not, it's very, very simple. And we'll give you an opportunity to win some money. We're also going to be doing the Rose of EP as opposed to the Rose of a Trolley. And we've put out the feelers on that to try and get some people to take part. And we have our contestants and we're ready to go. We've got a few spares just in case people don't show up. For whatever reason, you're at a festival, it's fine. Okay? So, yeah, the Rose of EP. So, Dahi is on the line, I'm told, actually. Hello?
Well, Ian, horse. I hear you're going to be doing the Rose of EP there, boss.
That's it, that's it.
How many girls are you going to be stacking up there tomorrow? Well, how many girls are you going to be talking
funny,
to?
Funny you should mention that. How many girls, you say? It could be anything. Could be boys as well. We just don't know. So it's going to be boys and girls. So now that I've got you there, seeing as you're the main man and you are the person who kind of knows this inside out, have you got any advice for me? We want to try and do it as almost an homage to what you do yourself in Tralee.
Well, horse, I'll tell you, I have a checklist that I go to every August, and I have it in my back pocket, my back foca, and I have it here in front of me, Ian, and I'll give it to you now. Let me see what I can do here. I'll just put on my posh voice for a second. Just put on the old glasses. Listen, there over the old shroon.
These aren't secrets you're giving out around
no,
here.
No, they aren't. No, the glasses are moving down slowly over the shroon there now. No, get into the tuxedo, Ian. Have you got a tuxedo, horse? Have you got a tuxedo?
I'll see what I can do on that front. Go on. Right.
Now, you need a tuxedo. Louis Copeland will sort you out. Now, do you have a bit of a belly at the moment? I usually have a bit of a belly coming into mid-August. You have a belly yourself there?
Yeah.
Right, well, get into the sauna the night before. That's what I do, and sweat it out of you.
Okay.
Right? No, I'd spend about 2 hours in the sauna to sweat it out. No, the thing is, you want to get the whole sweat out of you by the time you come onto stage.
Okay.
Because the last thing you want to be doing is sweating on stage in front of the roses, because the roses are like wasps. They smell fear coming out of you. Okay? They'll smell the fear and they won't be able to, you have to be able to react, right?
Okay.
Now, make sure you know all the names of the roses before you go on stage. I'd know them now if I were you. Do you know them now?
I don't know them off the top of my head.
Well, you'd want
to
know them in the next 20 minutes, I'd say, because if you get the names even slightly wrong, horse, they'll go cold on you.
Right.
I had one last year, Mary, I called her. She said her name was Marie.
Oh,
she went absolutely blood from a stone.
Schoolboy error, Dahi. Schoolboy
error. Cold-shouldered completely. It was like interviewing a block of ice inside a meat factory. Now, the next thing is proximity. Get nice and tight into her
and
tight, right? But not too tight, right? Okay, you want to avoid them legal issues, okay? And the last thing you want to do is avoid being all over the Sun newspaper the next day. Disgraced former DJ Ian Dempsey, you know, the picnic perv. That's the last thing you want,
no,
you know?
Stop.
Right? No, better go with cancellation, more a good couple. Okay, so get in nice and tight. The way I do it is the edge of your elbow should basically be. You're sort of fluttering against the edge of their elbow.
Right, okay. So nothing closer than that.
No, it should basically be touching off it, but that's all. That's as close as you get.
Now,
finally, get ready to humiliate yourself, right?
Right, okay.
If she asks you to bend over and bray like a donkey, you're down on all fours showing them teeth to the crowd.
Just do it.
Right, just do it. If she says she likes twerking, you're coming out in a pair of red hot pants, you're showing off them pins, and you're shaking your ass all over Electric Picnic, you know, and in such a way, right, that it's in a tasteful way and not a way that you'll end up in front of the Sun, disgraced former DJ found.
Okay, I get it.
All right,
Dahi,
cancellation,
thank you.
More
thank
a
you.
Gut. Fantastic.
See ya.
Good luck.
Horse and cart.
Gift grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today.